Welcome to TwinFluence, the podcast. We're identical twins, business partners, and best friends. Every episode will bring you deeper into our lives and give you a behind-the-scenes look at our social media business, life as TwinFluencers, and our unique twin relationship. Get ready to get raw and real. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Liana.
And this is TwinFluence, the podcast.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to TwinFluence, the podcast. Hey, Liana, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi. So we're doing something really fun today. We have our first...
Hi.
We have our first guest ever. We really just want to try to keep it light with everything going on right now in the world with COVID. And yeah, so we wanted to keep it light and talk about one of our favorite topics ever, which is weed.
Yeah. I just want to talk about COVID a little bit before we get into this. I know that this has been... a crazy, crazy week. My anxiety has been so high. I can't imagine what anybody who is currently pregnant is going through right now. Like, I was thinking about this yesterday. Like, if I
couldn't smoke weed right now, I don't know what I would do. So,
yeah. Well, if you were pregnant, you wouldn't be able to smoke weed. But
that's what I'm saying.
Right. But no, fair. But I also mean that if you're pregnant and that's just like the tip of the iceberg. I mean, like, you can't have like your family at the hospital like I would have been it would have been so hard for me not to have mom and dad there when I gave birth to Capri. And I'm just sending everybody so much love. People are canceling weddings and canceling events. And, you know, I was supposed to go in to see Jackie. She was supposed to come here for the Keeping Up with the Kardashians premiere event. We had this huge thing planned and she was going to come. We were like, they got us a hotel together downtown and we're going to have like a mom's night out. We were so excited. That was canceled.
I'm so sad about that. And you know what I'm also kind of sad about, to be honest, I'm a little bummed about, a lot bummed about Passover, because I don't know if this year we're going to have like 30 people at mom and dad's. And we were pregnant last year at the Seder. And I remember being so nauseous and ill and everyone was drinking. And Izzy, our dad, Izzy was like, don't worry, next year, man, we're going to drink. You're going to have the kids. It's going to be a party. And now it's next year. And
it's rough. And also, like, I had a baby naming in Montreal for Capri scheduled around the same time of Passover, and like that's why I was going to Montreal. And
we're supposed to go back to see Dr. Hanny, like just a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I wanted to get a little more filler. So
that's not even what matter though. Like, it's okay. We can cancel these things. It's just, you know, we're thinking about all the people that are really affected right now, and we just hope that everybody is safe, is staying home. Stay the fuck home. Okay?
Please
stay home.
All right, let's get into something lighter. So today the first time Jackie and I are actually going to have a guest on our podcast. We tried to have, we did a podcast a while ago with another set of identical twins who were pregnant at the time. So it didn't end up working. Jackie deleted it. I wanted to kill her. So that didn't work out. But this time Jackie says she knows what she's doing. Nothing's going to get deleted. So we're bringing on Leslie. She is amazing. She is super educated.
She's the holistic health genius on Instagram. We connected anyway. When we bring her on, we'll talk a bit more about how we connected with her, but she knows a lot about CBD and she's hilarious. She's a fucking hoot and she's just really cool. And we thought she'd be really fun to bring on. So let's bring her on. 1 second, guys. All right, guys, welcome back to TwinFluence, the podcast. We have Leslie here with us. Welcome, Leslie.
Hi, guys.
Thank you so, so much for being here. We're so excited to have you and to talk all about these topics. So we wanted to just start off with talking a little bit about CBD, and Leslie sort of give like her background on just like how, you know, she got into it, how she, you know, just her, like the information she has on it. But also I wanted to share with you guys how I met Leslie. So Leslie, is it okay? I'm just going to start off with that. So I met Leslie about a year ago, Leslie? Maybe, you sent it to me?
Yeah. I feel like it was more than a year ago because you weren't pregnant. I remember because you were taking her CBD like before you got pregnant. So it was obviously more than a year ago, I think.
Yeah. And like we would talk about how I potentially get pregnant. I remember DMing with you about that. And I think you sent me the CBD, and I don't know, ever since you sent it to me, it was just so interesting because at the time a lot of other brands were sending me CBD and I was trying a lot of crap. And I remember when you sent me your stuff, it was like a game changing product. Even my husband was like, this stuff is different. Like, this stuff is actually good. And I was just so excited that you had sent it to me and that I finally like had received some good stuff, you know?
For sure. It's a very crowded.
Tell us, how did you get into this? How did this start for you?
So my background is a holistic nutritionist and I work with people literally all over the world in the, like, because of the virtual abilities. And I was noticing a lot of people were starting to ask me about it. And I didn't really, this was probably about 3.5 years ago. I didn't really have my feet in the CBD market. And then I got approached by a company to work as like a direct sales to like start selling their product. And I started learning everything about CBD. And I figured it was just another tool that I could add to my clients' toolkits and to spread within my community. And I started selling for another company. And then I quickly realized that there's so much more to cannabis and there's so much more to CBD, and that I could build something much better, much stronger, and a higher quality. So me and my business partner sat down with like literally hemp geniuses who have been in the space for over 40 years. And basically we brought them the missing piece to an amazing formula, and we created the blends. And the blend is like a very different product. It's a very unique product. It's a very crowded space. The market's full of everybody and their brother putting their name on whatever they want. It's an unregulated market. And then we just started really getting involved also in the sourcing and the raw material aspect of the products. And we just were blown away by literally the fucking garbage going into bottles. And
it's crazy. Like the shit that was sent to me, it was literally, it was disgusting. It wouldn't make me feel very good. And it was just like, I want you to explain something. I'm so glad I just remembered this. Leslie, I want you to explain the difference between full spectrum CBD and non-full spectrum, because there's a huge misconception out there, because everybody thinks that you can get full spectrum CBD that doesn't have THC, and that's not the case. If it's full spectrum, it has THC. So please elaborate on that. Please.
Okay, so there's basically three types of CBD that you'll find floating on the market. So one is isolate, one is broad spectrum, and one is full spectrum. So let's start. Isolate's the most common one. It's the cheapest form. It's the most processed form. And it's literally an isolated cannabinoid of just CBD. So you don't have terpenes. You don't have any other cannabinoids. And obviously no THC. And a lot of that powder, white powder, is coming out of China, and it's coming out of Europe, where the soils are heavily contaminated with heavy metals. Okay. That's isolate, which most people are using.
And that's the one most people are using, and that's isolate, and it's the worst quality. Okay.
Correct.
You hear that, guys? You guys hear
that? Right. So that's like when my mom is like, oh, like, try this. Yeah, I got it at like the drugstore, or not the drugstore. I got it at like, you know,
the gas station
or like the
corner. But it's on most.
Miami. I got it at the gas station in Miami. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it's great.
But that's what most people use, even if they market it as full spectrum. That is what they're, that's exactly what they're using is
isolate. Someone sent me that, a brand, I'm not going to mention it, but they sent me CBD and they said it was full spectrum and it was isolate. It was
right. Most of it is isolate.
Okay. So I'm looking at a product right now that I was sent this week from a different brand, and I'm not going to say the brand, but in the ingredients, it says like sleep terpene blend.
Okay. We'll talk about terpenes in a second. So that's isolate. Isolate is the garbage, the cream of the crop garbage. It's literally just CBD. So it's not going to do what everybody wants it to do. That's the first thing. The second one is broad spectrum. Broad spectrum is the new hottest term, because broad spectrum in a lab, when it is, when they do the extraction, they isolate out all of the THC. Okay. So that's broad spectrum. That's like a new hot term. It's coming up everywhere.
Like that's Tamara Barney's, Liana, the one from Housewives. I feel like she's pushing that she has broad spectrum CBD, right?
And often broad spectrum will be mixed with isolate to bring up the CBD profile. Then we have full spectrum. Full spectrum is the entire stem, stalks, flower, every part of the plant used together, and it will contain THC. However, my product is a full spectrum product. That doesn't mean that you're going to get high on my product. That means the entourage effect, which means all the cannabinoids working synergetically together to promote everything that people want in it. Now, understanding that marijuana and hemp are like same family, different plants, cats and tigers, same family, different, like,
right.
Do you understand that, Liana? Because CBD comes from hemp, not from weed.
Property wise, marijuana grows higher in THC, lower in CBD. Hemp is the opposite. hemp is not going to yield more than 3% in its entire crop of THC. Now, with genetics, people are creating seeds that are very high strain CBD, low THC, whether it's coming from marijuana now, they're being able to like use genetics to manipulate seeds to create different strains. But originally, organically, that's the difference. And during the extraction method, and to technically be legal all over the US, you have to have a percentage of 0.03%.
Yeah, and that's the one that's what it says on your bottle. And it's crazy because people say things to me like, this is going to make me stoned. I'm like, dude, you can drink the whole bottle. You ain't gonna get stoned.
Right.
Like, you don't understand. Like,
it's just, but don't you think,
I'm not saying you should drink the whole bottle, but you know.
No, right. But don't you think it's like so interesting? Because what I find, it's like such a, like a craze right now. Like, I think Kim Kardashian did like a CBD themed like baby shower.
And like, their baby shower and they wanted everything for free. They called one of my formulators in the US and they're like, we need like $60,000 of product for free. And we're just like,
No way. Yeah. See, and it was so interesting because I feel like people who don't really understand CBD were watching, because like what they did was, is they did like a sound bath and everyone took CBD and did a sound bath. And like people, I feel like a lot of people, like one of my girlfriends went to me and she said, oh my God, did you see like what Kim Kardashian did for her baby shower? Like they all took drugs. I'm like, what are you talking about? Drugs? Like, what do you, like CBD, like this is not acid. And then they're like on a drug trip. Like it's like,
no, but I want to say something too, that CBD also, guys, it's not just about like, yeah, it can help you relax and sleep. It's also for a lot of other things like inflammation. Like it really helps my husband when he has issues with his stomach. You know, because he has like some underlying,
you guys, for sure,
that's the thing too, people don't realize that, like it really helps. He has friends that have taken it, that they have different health conditions that we've had.
Brian swears by it. Brian thinks it's like amazing. Like we got a product from Leslie. You have the droppers under the tongue, but there's also a topical product that you have.
Yeah.
And he used it for something. I don't remember what it was. I think it was his wrists or something on his back. This was a little while ago. And he was like, this is incredible. Like we were so impressed. And then Brandon's dad went to us because Brandon told him that he had used it and Brandon's dad was having muscle pain. And then he's like, well, I don't know if I should use it because I'm flying to, this is before Corona. So people were still allowed to fly places. And he was like, I'm flying to California next week. And I'm worried if I use it now. And Brandon was like, what are you talking about, dad? Like, it's just so funny to me that some people think like you can fly to California next week if you put topical CBD on this week. Like,
back up, sis. You're cutting out.
But like, you're not going to go to jail for like, it's just people are, it's very it's hysterical to me.
The problem is there's a lot of stigma still around cannabis. There's a lot of stigma around marijuana and there's a lot of stigma around hemp because people don't understand. And I think this is where I'm going to kind of explain to everybody is all humans and species with a backbone have something that's called an endocannabinoid system. Okay. The endocannabinoid system is responsible for keeping balance in a variety of our physiological functions. Some of that includes our immune system, our mood, movement and coordination, sleep, appetite, hunger, metabolism, memory, and cognitive functions, temperature, sensory processing. And a well-operating endocannabinoid system is part of maintaining daily health and wellness. So its main objective is to maintain a stable internal environment despite changes in the external environment, and cannabinoid receptors in the body play a vital role in how well the system is able to regulate and maintain homeostasis, which is balance. So basically, to understand it, is what do cannabinoid receptors do and how do they work? So like a key fits into a lock, cannabinoids are designed to link with cannabinoid receptors. When the body synthesizes endocannabinoids or cannabis-derived phytocannabinoids are consumed, the cannabinoids flood the bloodstream in search of the endocannabinoids receptors in the brain and elsewhere that they can bind with. So once cannabinoids find cannabinoids receptors in the body that fit, the two click together. So receiving neurons then spur into action, passing along a message that carries out a variety of cellular responses needed for balance and proper functioning. Now, there are two main sets of receptors, okay? So we have CBD1 receptors. That's essential for healthy functioning of the brain. And they are one of the most common receptors in the entire nervous system. So depending on what region of the brain they're located in, they can be moderators for your memory, your mood, motor function.
Well, speaking of that, I just want to interject. I remember when I was pregnant. So Leslie actually has clients that have taken the CBD in their pregnancies. I never took it, but she has people that have taken it, tried, true, tested, like never had issues. And I remember when I was pregnant, you were telling me like, you know, you were recommending for me to take it for baby's brain. And I was like, yeah, really?
And lungs. And the lungs.
Yeah, I remember that.
I told Leanna that. And Leanna was like, really? I was like, yeah, she said it's okay.
And I have moms who've used it not in previously when they weren't using CBD in other pregnancies, and then they used it in pregnancies and they had such a different pregnancy.
Wow. Yeah, that is like,
I pray to God, like I really hope and pray that they do some more research about this topic, because I really do believe from the bottom of my heart that CBD can really help women in pregnancy. And I just think they need to research.
Yeah. Like, hopefully so that the next time you or I are pregnant, like,
yeah, I mean, God willing, I don't think they're going to jump on it that fast, Leanna, but you know, I think there needs to be more research, and especially like not just about CBD, but like the type of products, like your product, like you said, derived from hemp, it's the fact that it's not an isolate, or, you know what I mean? It's the full spectrum stuff. Like, I just think that they really need to, I don't know. There needs to be some education about that. They need to get involved, because it's really unfortunate that there's not enough information.
For sure. But,
yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, but all, just finishing on that point of the two different sets of receptors. Right, so, right. These receptors are responsible for the psychoactive properties of cannabis. So that's even when THC binds to them. But CBD receptors are primarily found in the brain, the central nervous system, as well as various organs such as the liver, the kidneys, and the lung. And so although the CBD1 receptors are most common in the central nervous system, we find them in the human body at lower densities. In other parts of the body, the CBD1 receptors also have roles in pregnancy, hormone production, cardiovascular health, and digestion. So that there on its own, there already is research around hormones and pregnancy.
Excuse me.
And then when you look at the second set of receptors, which we call the CBD2 receptors, they're most found on the cells of the immune system. So they help moderate inflammation and our immune responses to pathogens. So if you're using cannabis products to combat conditions of, you know, an overactive immune system, arthritis, which would mean like arthritis, asthma, allergies, autoimmune disorders, or digestive issues like inflammation, like IBS,
yeah,
you can thank your CB2 receptor. So cannabinoid receptors, CB2 receptors are found mostly on the cells in the immune system and in so associated structures, including the spleen and the gastrointestinal system. So basically it brings balance into the body. And yeah, another thing to understand is why my product is also very different is terpenes. We've used 60 different medicinal terpenes. And I think it was Leanna who just asked, what's a sleep terpene? Okay.
So
terpenes are the volatile compounds found in plants. And what do? They're essentially the immune system of plants that protect everything in nature. So the terpenes ward off bacteria, fungus, everything to keep plants safe. So we use 60 of them, which ours actually are coming naturally from the hemp plants. Okay. So Leanna, the ones that you may be seeing, you can find terpenes in oranges and lemons and red peppers and poppy seeds and sesame seeds. Okay. So each terpene is responsible and hosts so many different properties and so many different benefits. So the ones that maybe somebody's using in, you know, maybe a sleep blend are going to be have properties that are more calming and more, you know, focused on that. Whereas my product is one blend that people are using for everything. So it does help for sleep. But again, I'll use it before I go to the gym to get a bout of energy. People use it for pain. They use it for inflammation. Anxiety and depression are huge reasons people use it. Digestion, heart health, brain health.
My husband, digestion really helped him. Yeah.
So it's a big whirlwind, and there's so much information that people just don't have, and companies are not educating people. And that was something that was important for us, is to really build this educational platform so people really understand the difference.
Yeah, 100%. Because you really need to educate yourself because of how much crap is out there. And I just really hope that, you know, the people listening that, you know, have been on our channel that have asked us about CBD, I hope that this helps, because, you know, a lot of people ask us about cannabis, but a lot of people like don't understand that, like, CBD, you know, you're not going to take CBD and get high. It's not the same. Like, there's like Leslie said, there's a lot of health benefits to it. And I just hope this resonates with you guys. I hope that, you know, the information like sits well and that you understand the difference, because there's a really big difference, and CBD can be life-changing if taken properly on a routine and if it's good stuff.
That's the other thing, and that's a good point that you make. CBD is not meant to be taken
one time
on incident. So CBD is not to be taken if you're in the middle of a panic attack.
Yeah.
CBD is meant to be taken daily consistency. It's like your car. It's like people say to me, do I have to take it daily? I'm like, well, I don't know. Do you have to fill your car weekly with gas and like every few months put new oil in it? Like you need to use it.
Like for me, my routine with it is every single night I like to meditate before bed, light my candles, do my cards, whatever it is. Like that's my little routine before bed, my little ritual. And I'll always take a little CBD before. And that's what I do it every single night. I like, it helps me sleep. It helps me stay relaxed. It helps me stay calm in the middle of the night when I have to get up and like, you know, feed and change Carter, you know, like it helps. It just really helps me stay calm.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think that there's a difference between how it affects you in terms of how you like consume it? So for example, like I've tried CBD gummies. You know what I mean? Like I've done the dropper. So does that make a difference in terms of how you ingest it?
100%. And that's such a good point. So let's also understand that, guys, CBD is a term coined that's used because CBD is the most studied and cannabinoid. There are so many other cannabinoids, and that's another thing. My blend has so many of those cannabinoids, not just CBD. THC is also a cannabinoid. Right. But to answer your question, listen, the marketing that's being done for like putting cannabis in drinks and putting them in gummies and putting them in cupcakes and fucking cookies and like everything.
And then like bath bombs and like all this.
So yes, people definitely use gummies more to get high, and people are using gummies for like CBD. Now, my whole perspective of this and my understanding from all my research is that it's not meant to go through the digestive system. It's meant to go through the oral capillaries, which means the whole principle of holding the CBD under your tongue for 60 to 90 seconds is that it actually absorbs into the oral capillaries, which then are like your Uber shuttles to your bloodstream and to all the receptors in the body. So using all of these like gimmicky products,
they
don't really believe in. Then when we use topicals, okay, so people love the topicals and they're really great for management, like secondary pain management. But again, they're going to work at like, you know, a base level of yes, they like my topical, the magic, it definitely will combat pain like instantly, but it's going to creep back in. So when you're using it orally, it's actually working with the endocannabinoid system to actually deliver the properties that it's designed to deliver. Whereas a part two, like the topical is going to work together with that to help manage it. But alone, I don't think that the topicals are, people will find relief for pain with them for sure. But to really help the inflammatory response, you want to be using that orally.
Okay. Got it.
I get a lot of questions like why, like some people will ask me on Instagram, like, well, how come sometimes you'll like, how do you decide to choose CBD versus actually smoking a joint? And I get that question all the time. And it's kind of like, it's not really the same thing. They don't really like replace each other.
But you know what? I've smoked. Can I say something? When I went to Italy with Brandon a couple of years ago and I walked by a pharmacy and on like in like the window, there was a picture of like this huge, like gorgeous, like green bud. Like it was beautiful. I was so excited. I was in Italy and I had no weed and cannabis, and I was so excited. So I'm like, oh my God, Brian, let's go. And it said, we sell CBD here. So we go in and it's like, I had like the guy barely spoke English. It's like this authentic Italian guy in like this pharmacy. And I was like, give me that, you know? And then Brandon was like, you know, and this was a few years ago. I had no, like, I'm not even that I'm so educated on it now, but I truly had like no understanding of CBD and all this stuff. And the guy showed it to me. It smelled like so good. I was like, I mean, let's go back to our Airbnb. I'm going to smoke a fucking huge fatty. Like, let's fucking go. So I got papers. I was so excited, like thinking, I'm like, next time, like
getting weed in another.
It looked like weed and it smelled like weed. So we went back to Airbnb.
Look what I got.
Yeah. And I rolled it up and I sat there and I kept rolling it up and smoking it and rolling it up and smoking it. And then when I was done, I looked at Brandon and he's like, I'm like, what high? Like, I don't understand this. And I'm telling you, it smelled and looked so much like weed. So that was the first time I was like, wow. Like, and I also hadn't smoked in like a week. So like,
but what was that, CBD flower?
It was, I don't like, I guess so, but it looked like weed and it smelled so much like weed. And the guy looked at me like I was an idiot.
which is nice. Like I've transitioned myself. Like I used to smoke a lot of weed, and I've transitioned myself into occasionally smoking CBD. But just because I don't want that high anymore. Like sometimes I will, and I definitely have stash.
This did not get me high at all.
Yeah, like, but it's still a nice little buzz.
I was relaxed, right?
Feel like as a mom, there's times where it's like less appropriate, obviously, to smoke joints, and that's where CBD has really been like good for me. Where the nights where I can't like smoke joints, but there's sometimes where like, you know, like last night had like some wine, I want to smoke some weed. Like it depends the day, you know. We're like in quarantine, man. Like I'm gonna get high, you know, like do my cards and like chill, you know. Like it depends, you know. Sometimes it's recreational, and sometimes it's.
And there's actually like THC gets this like such negative rep, but. Like,
oh, I don't know why I love THC.
THC is like so healing and so beneficial for so many things. And, you know, some people like that. And I think there's nothing wrong with it. I think it's just as beneficial as CBD. It's just a different cannabinoid with different properties that deliver different things.
Yeah, I think for me, I find the THC really like there's so many things that I feel like it's been able to just help me with, make me more spiritual. Like there's just times where I feel like it really like brings out the best in me. I know that sounds so strange, but I really enjoy it. And you can also, guys, like there's different types of weeds like that have THC. Like you can do sativas, you can do indicas. Like there's different kinds of strains depending on what you're looking for, what kind of mood you're in. Like you can really like educate yourself and take things and put things in your body based on like how you're feeling and your mood. You know what I mean?
People have to be careful. Like weed, listen, I'm 35. You guys are what, 31?
Almost 32.
Oh, okay. So like weed.
Well, not almost, but in August, but yeah.
Weed today and weed like 20 years ago is so different. Like, I don't know what the fuck they're spraying on these flowers, but like sometimes you're just like thrown back. Like it's way too strong. And what people don't really know is that like the government, yes, they go through testing for their buds and stuff, but they still spray radiation on their flowers to prevent mold and stuff. And that, I don't know, that scares me personally.
Yeah, I don't get my shit, like, unless I'm really in a pickle. But yeah.
That is so true. Like, when you think about, like, back in the day, like, I feel like with our parents when they were younger and stuff, it's like, you get weed, it's called, like, they called it skunk, or I don't even know what they called it. They have no idea what it is, like, what's in it. Even reefer. Before, like, now, yeah, reefer. Now that it's, like, now for me, like, when I go to a dispensary and I'm purchasing weed, or in Montreal, they have, like, the Société Cannabis de Québec. You can go in there and everything is so informative and they explain what percentage is in each
thing.
No,
but it's not informative. No, they don't. They don't know what the fuck they're talking
about. No. But yeah, but Jack, when like you go to like, but like, I mean, in terms of
yeah,
like,
they
indica,
put the
sativa, like yeah, what's yeah. exactly what you're smoking. Like back, like, it's like I said, like,
okay, right. That's true. That's true.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like back in the day, even for me, like I remember years ago, like we were on
you met a dealer, you'd give him money, he'd hand you whatever it was. And you'd be like, weed. You didn't know what it was. What's
like, no back. Clue. Right. And I was just like, oh, I want Jack. Like what the fuck? Is Jack like what like I don't even think like, what was
so
it called what was that
I'm
stuff
so
called
happy.
Like was it called Jack or what was that really strong
yeah,
weed everyone used
Jack
to...
yeah
but the
Jack.
Other thing too that's I think also really important is that people forget that like my product, for instance, there are CBD products, kids can use it safely, seniors can use it safely, teenagers can, everybody can use it. And I think people are also really nervous about that. And another thing that I tell people in terms of medication and like contraindications of it is that if somebody's on a blood thinner, not an aspirin, but a blood thinner, that they need to not use it, in my opinion. They can always talk to their doctor if they suggest otherwise, that's fine. But I have clients who use it with babies, like young babies.
For
who,
sure.
CBD really? Wow.
Yeah, I know, Jackie. I've had
Kobe once, your CBD. I put it behind his ears when he was acting crazy and it really helped.
Yeah. So animals too. Like, so I have a pet line in Canada. I don't have my pet line in the US, but you can use it. It's on the
I just use the stuff that from you. I use up. I mean, if I was probably gonna start doing it more, I would probably look into something for pets, but I just used your CBD, like the one that I use.
Yeah. So again, like so we have babies like for teething, you guys, like when the kids come into teething, rubbing a little bit on their gums, like it's amazing. Like it's helped so many babies during like the teething aspect. I have one mom who has quads plus one other kid who are all special needs, and all of her kids use it. And it's like, been such a
That's so interesting, because I guarantee you if I asked my doctor, he'd be like, are you crazy? You should never put CBD. Like, I have to say this.
I know, but they'll tell you to use Tylenol.
Yeah, they'll tell you to use, like, shit. Just throwing this out there, like, because it's something I wanted to talk about also. I think you and I are similar in this aspect where I don't totally trust everything my doctor says. I take everything with a grain of salt. As you guys all know, my birth story, like, I fought to really, like, I wanted to have a natural delivery, and I felt that my, like, I just felt that my doctor wasn't experienced enough to handle the delivery. And in the end, I was able to have the delivery I wanted, and I didn't end up, like, I followed my intuition. I don't want to ramble on about this because I've already given the whole story, but I just think sometimes you guys have to take everything your doctor says with a grain of salt, and you have to get different opinions.
I remember I asked when I was pregnant, I wanted to see what my doctor would say about this, because I had really severe rib pain in my pregnancy, and I really, nothing was working. And Leslie reached out to me, and she was like, you should, like, I talked about it in my stories, and she said to use CBD, like, on, like topically on that part of my body. And I remember I had an appointment with my doctor like 2 days later, and I asked her about it, and she, like, they're so uneducated. Like, I was like, can I use CBD? Like, I'm in so much pain. What can I do? She's like, there's nothing you can do. You're pregnant. Like, this is like, that's what they say.
No, and then you have some doctors. Oh my God. One doctor told me in my pregnancy, not to smoke weed, but to eat weed. Like, are you crazy?
Well, that's directly into the bloodstream. Like that.
Yeah, that's why that's going to go directly to the kid. Like, what?
It's just, it's so, they're like, it's crazy. There was another time,
different opinions out there. It's really,
yeah. There was another time I went to the hospital because the rib pain was so bad. And the doctor that was on call there, that was like, whatever that I saw, I asked him about the CBD to, like, also, and he just looked at me like he had no idea what I was talking about. And it's so, I don't understand how doctors aren't educated on this, and how they're giving,
you know why it's not
Ativans or this or that, you know, when
because it's just very early on in this. Like, by the time Capri is pregnant, let's pray and hope to God that if she chooses to smoke and whatever,
yeah, in like 30 years
in her pregnancy, that's, let's hope for that in the world. Okay, yeah. That'd be good.
But it's just, listen, there's a lot of stigmas and a lot of misconceptions, and that's why there's people like myself that try and get out there and educate people the best that we can. And I know the quality of life that the product's been able to bring back to people. You know, people have been able to, with their doctor, obviously, come off anti-anxiety meds, antidepressant meds, diabetic meds. So, like, my mom came off of blood pressure meds. Like, it really brings the proper balance to the body without damaging the liver and damaging the kidneys and, like, really healing the body. So, you know, over time, it's going to keep growing. It's scary to see what, like, companies are, how they're manipulating it, and, like, leave medicine the way that it was intended to be. You know, like, I see, like, companies, like, using all kinds of new crazy technologies, like water soluble CBD, which, because they say the body's all, you know, we're mainly made up of water, but my product's an oil-based product, and, like, people know who use it, and you guys have had experiences with it. Like, it's a game changer, and our body has an endocannabinoid system. It doesn't have a Zoloft system. It doesn't have a metformin system. It doesn't have all these drug systems that people start piling into their bodies, and people need to start using CBD. It's something that I will use for the rest of my life. God willing that I can still, you know, produce my brand.
Same. I feel the same.
Every day.
I don't know what I'm going to do when I get, you know, pregnant again, but I feel the same, because it's really, really, weed too has really helped me. Like, I'll never forget. I was just telling the story the other day, the first time, like, or I don't know if not the first time, but like the second or third time I smoked weed, I remember I was on my way home from Dawson, and I was in like a really shitty mood. And I don't know, something with school had not gone well that day. And somebody offered to give me a ride home, like an old friend. And he like was like, I have to make a quick stop. I'm just going to stop to grab some weed. Like, you want to smoke a joint? And I was like, yeah, sure. I hadn't really like had too much experience with it before. I maybe smoked it once or twice. And I remember I took one or two puffs, went into my parents' house. Like, I was still living at home at the time. And I remember, Liana, you were like, you're in such a good mood. I'm like, I know, like, life is great. And I felt like so amazing. And I remember waking up the next morning being like, uh-oh, like, this is like, I found, like, not uh-oh, but just more like, holy shit. Like,
this really works for me.
Yeah. And it was really unfortunate because it was illegal and it was so hard. Liana, remember when you told mom and dad on me?
Do you remember? I used to be so narky.
No,
like,
you know what
so
she did, bad. Leslie? You have to hear this, okay? My parents were, you don't understand, and it's crazy because now my dad's very open-minded. My mom and I smoke weed together. Like, it's very different now that, like, it's legal and we, like, have worked with companies. But when I was young, my sister would, like, she used to get upset because she didn't smoke weed, and she started, like, later than I did. You started with hash, and then you got into it later.
Mm-hmm. That's
and,
exactly what happened.
Cry that, like, I chose weed over you, that, like, because you'd be like, if you smoke weed, I don't want to hang out with you.
Can I say something?
Remember, and you gave them my weed.
Yeah, but I remember, can I just say something? I remember when I didn't understand. She used to smoke weed and I was like, oh, it's so bad. And I was a narc. I'd like flush it down the toilet. I was like, I'm so worried for your future. Like, it was such a joke.
Literally such a joke.
And then I got into hash. We were living in Toronto together at the time. And I remember, I don't know, you weren't with me that day, or I don't know what it was, but I had taken like the subway to school. Cause like we went to school here, whatever, in Toronto. And I started getting into hash and I enjoyed it so much that I remember there was one day after school, I was on the subway home and I was so excited to go home and smoke this hash that I was like running like through the subway. Like when I got off that subway, I was like, out of my way. Like I couldn't get home soon enough because I was so excited to smoke hash. So like, I do understand, obviously.
Well,
like,
and Leanna got into it on her own. Like that's what's interesting about it too. Like, I didn't push you just a few years later. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I remember like my mom being like, weed's such a gateway drug. you're gonna ruin your life. And I'm like, yeah, no, I've never touched another drug in my life. Like literally besides hash and marijuana. And I think I turned out all right. And I remind her every day now when she takes her CBD that it's a gateway drug.
No, and I heard guys that apparently they're leaving the SQDC open because that's what it's called, right? Where they sell weed, right? That's what it's called, the SQDC.
I don't know. Oh, in Quebec, you mean?
Yeah. Those who take cannabis. I think so.
SQDC.
Apparently, like, stores have been like, have had like lines around the corner. Everybody's like stocking up on weed.
But they're leaving it open. Apparently, the government made a statement like, we know this is like a necessity. And like, yes, it is a necessity. Thank you.
And I've actually seen such an increase in people ordering the blend recently just to make sure they have it and how people are just saying like, it's really helping them like, everyone, even if you don't have anxiety, people, this whole like corona thing has caused such panic and such a hysteria that people are like not sleeping at night and people are staying up and they're suppressing their immune system. So when this, you know, basically helps the immune system, helps the mind relax, helps the body sleep. People are all over it right now. And if that's the best way because of corona to like boost sales, to get people to try cannabis, like I'm all for helping people during this.
Like, 100%. I don't know what I would do. Everyone's like, how are you handling this so well? I'm like, weed, CBD, like it's really helping me. Or like, well, that and meditation. Like, I can't even tell you guys how thinking like every like morning, thinking of three things I'm grateful for have helped me so much. And just like taking CBD and like the mix of the both, like it's really.
And also if anyone ever gets too stoned, like if people smoke weed and they get too stoned, CBD will actually negate.
Bring it down. Yeah, it's true.
Wow. I didn't know that. So, okay. So I have a bunch of questions.
Let's do the questions. I was just going to say, go ahead, Sissy.
My stories the other day I said that we were doing a podcast regarding this topic and I asked my followers to submit some questions. I have a whole bunch of them. I sorted through a few. There's a couple that I want to touch upon because we can't go through like all these hundreds of these questions, but okay. So the like one here is, I've heard that smoking weed can give more anxiety. Is there a type to avoid this? So that's exactly like what, like you were just saying, like, or like, is there, like I would like,
people are saying that sativas are causing people more anxiety and indicas are more calming. I'm the opposite.
I think
individual based on that. For anxiety too, I think CBD is always like a safe bet because it's definitely not going to trigger it. But yes, I've heard from people that it either really helps with anxiety or it really creates anxiety.
I think the main thing though, guys, microdose, motherfucking microdose. Like,
a lot of people don't understand that. And most brands, like Leanna, you posted one the other day where you were showing people to take like an entire dropper full. Like that's excessive, but that's because that's a diluted product for sure. You guys know my product is 3 to 5 drops.
Yeah.
A mass impact. So that's what we consider microdosing.
Yeah. And I guess when it comes to like marijuana, like if I'm trying to think like what microdosing would be in the form of like not
really, you know, microdose marijuana though.
Well, you could literally take 2 puffs. That's it. Yeah. You don't have to smoke a whole drink.
Yeah, that's true. That is
a bite of an edible. Like I had a follower, guys, I have to say this is like crazy. Like I had this girl that was following me and she had never like really smoked weed in her life, but she saw that it was like, I was talking about it helping me, but she didn't want to smoke. So she spoke to her doctor and her doctor said to get edibles. So she got edibles and then she was asking me all these questions. And then I like didn't hear from her for like a month and I had a dream about her and I woke up and I was like, whatever happened to that chick? Like I need to find her. So I sat for like 3 hours and I scoured through my DMs and scoured through. I was just having so much anxiety that something went wrong. Like, I had to reach out to her because I like led her to it and I wanted to make sure she was okay. And I finally found her, the DM, I spoke to her, and like long story short is she ended up ordering edibles. She took one full indica edible. It didn't do anything. Oh, so she really? Took in 10 minutes, because she or 20 minutes, she took another, and she ended up having a really fucking shitty ass horrible.
Oh, you gotta wait like 30 minutes.
Wait, like wait an hour. Wait an hour and a half. Wait 2 hours. Wait. Like, you know what I'm saying? For me, it's fine. I could take like for guys.
Wait
like,
a year. Wait a month.
With me with edibles, like for me, those 100 milligram things, like they'll do a chocolate bar for 100 milligrams. Like, no, because I don't want to take I don't want to eat a whole chocolate bar. I'm looking for gummies that are like, I'd say like 50 milligrams, 150 milligram gummy. And I'm like having the best night ever. But that's because I have really like strong, like a high tolerance. My followers, I would never suggest they did that. I would suggest them take like a microdose.
Start with like half of 10 if you're doing a gummy, like maybe 5 milligrams.
100%. But the edibles are so like
CBD, right?
So interesting.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I remember, I think, you know what? I'm not really... The way I consume it, like, I don't really do, I know Jackie likes them more, but she loves the edibles. But I remember there was one time, this was years ago, we were driving to Montreal. I took a full edible. I don't remember how much it was. It was full gummy. And it was the fucking best drive ever.
You were like the something like this.
It was like a 6 hour drive to Montreal. Yeah. I felt like it was 6 minutes. I was like, this is so much fun.
Yeah.
Living my best life. All right. Okay. Anyways, some more questions that I have over here. Let's check this out. So here we are, we talked about this. So I don't think we have to talk about it again, but questions we got like benefits of CBD, why people should take it. Why should we educate ourselves on it? We got that. Okay. Sorry. I think we just got cut off there. But what I was saying was, here's another question that I had here that said, benefits of CBD, why people should take it. But we talked about that. Why should we educate ourselves on it? We talked about it. Then somebody said, are you taking CBD to help with your anxiety? Obviously now you guys listen to the podcast. The answer is yes. Tips for CBD during this crazy time. I guess just take so it. Those so are my tips.
Just take it. Like if you're using the blend because it has those 60 terpenes and the 8 drivers in it, it's going to help with the immune system. And so many of my clients have said to me this year, because they've been taking the blend, they didn't get any like seasonal flus or anything. So we know for sure that the immune properties are amazing amongst all the other properties. And remember, if you're using, like I use it for sleep personally, not that I have an issue with sleep, but when you sleep, you do the most healing and rejuvenating, and sleep is the most important aspect of any healing.
For sure. And here's another question. I always get this question actually, so we should address it.
Sorry, that's so true about sleep. I just have to say, because it's true about even with, I think post-pregnant, like post-birth, everyone's like, how come you recovered so well? I'm like, cause I had a night nurse for the first 2 weeks and I slept.
Sure. Yeah.
Why?
Okay. Another question is, who consumes more cannabis, Jackie or Liana?
I always Jackie Fo Show. Liana's such a little wuss, man. It's true. She'll send me a message and she'll be like, Jackie, the Bachelor's on. Like, should I take a puff of my vape? Because Liana will not, like, here's the thing. Liana won't, like, roll a joint. Because if Liana smokes a joint, Liana's out for, like, 5 hours. Like, she's just not, you know, like, it's true. So Liana will take, like, one puff of a vape and she's, like, flying. So she'll be like, I don't know, I'm nervous.
Not one puff, a couple,
it's,
three.
It's, like, such a joke. Like, you take three puffs and you're like, it's just, I'm like, Liana, you could take
like the out. Other day I called Jackie because I hit my vape. Capri was obviously asleep. It was later at night and I hit my vape and I was like scared that I was like greening out, and I called Jackie and she, I was like, I don't know. I just like, I feel kind of anxious. And I think it was just like because of the day.
If you
right. Right. And Jackie was like, I don't understand. Like, how much did you smoke? I'm like, I don't know. I had like 2 hits of my vape. And she's like, goodbye, Liana.
Yeah.
Seriously, like we've been like at the cottage before and Jackie will roll a joint and I'll be like, oh, like I want to come outside and like have some, and like I'll come outside and I'll take like the tiniest puff, and then she's like, do you want more? I'm like, just like give me a second, like I just want to see like how it settles in. Like I find that I've had like more, like my tolerance is way lower
when it's higher.
Oh, higher. Oh, okay. Wait. Yeah.
There's no competition.
Yeah. Anyway, Jackie definitely, like, she'll laugh at me. It's funny. Yeah.
I think also just, I'm also just much more like in, like, for, like for you, it's recreational. For me, it's medicinal. So I just feel like I know a lot more about it. And even with when we got pregnant and stuff, like that's what we would be arguing about the most. Like when you wanted to like get pregnant and I was just like, what are you talking about, bro? Like, we're like, I want to smoke weed. You know?
who handles their liquor better?
Leanna. I also drink way more than Jackie does. I can drag Jackie under the table. Like,
oh, yeah. You guys are even.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right. So, yeah, let's wrap this up. We're going to be doing a giveaway. I just want to talk about that, and then we'll wrap this up here. So we're going to be doing a giveaway with Leslie. We're going to be giving each of our followers, so one of my followers, one of Leslie's followers, and one of Jackie's followers.
So three people
are going to win a full bottle of her CBD that we have talked about today. That is absolutely incredible. It's the best stuff. Yeah. Her magic blend. So we'll be running that on our pages once we announce this podcast. So stay tuned for that.
And thank you so much, Leslie. Like, we've really enjoyed talking to you. We love just like all the information you've given us, and we're just very grateful for your time. So thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, guys. Bye.